the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbehant. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Kim Wolf here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everybody, to another live edition. We're live most of the time, except when yours truly has to be out of town or I'm downtown playing at the gazebo or just something comes up. But it's about 48, 49 weeks a year. We are live, and I am an excited guy because I'm holding in my hand, yes, it's here. Nigel Egg's new CD, The Blues is Personal. And we have played the title song last week on the show, but I actually got the CD in the mail and I smiled from ear to ear. Nigel, thank you. We're going to promote your CD, and I know that you're going to be out there yourself playing here and there, and we'll check Nigel's schedule, let you know where he's going to be this weekend. But we're going to play the very first track off this CD. It's titled Back to the Blues, and Nigel told me that he, even though his first CD, which is titled Big Bang Baby Blue, Big Bang Baby Boom, is a very bluesy CD, this is really near and dear to his heart because it's a return to what he knows best, and that's the blues. Here's Nigel Egg with Back to the Blues here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Back to the blues, blues, how do you do? I've been away, and I've been missing you. The blues was something I tried to lose, but I don't have the power to choose. I'm back to the blues. Back to the blues, it feels like coming home. It warms me up right down to the bone. I was outside looking in, my guitar said, where have you been? Get back to the blues. It makes me feel clean, makes me wanna tell the truth. I don't have the birthright, but I do have the blues. Tell the truth, I don't have the birthright, but I do have the blues. Back to the blues, stayed away too long. I'm coming back, back where I belong. Gonna build a blue house, a place to live, 'cause it's something I wanna give back to the blues. Give back to the blues. Back to the blues.
Nigel says, when I was outside looking in, my guitar said, where have you been? Get back to the blues. And he says it's not only important for the blues to be alive, but it's time for the blues to prosper and multiply. And next hour, we're going to play his first single off of this CD. Again, the CD is titled The Blues is Personal. If you want to know how to get it, go to, NigelEgg.com and contact Nigel. Wasn't that wonderful? Well, up next, a gentleman who we know, and he's near and dear to our heart. His name is Dennis Warner. He's recognized for his crafty wit and skillful musicianship. He sings folk Americana music and captivates audiences at over 100 cities each year. And his smooth vocals and 6 and 12-string guitars are just phenomenal. He played last year at our Riverfest here in Thief River Falls, and he wowed us. What can I say? Here's Dennis Warner with First Thing here on MHB.
First thing in the morning, I think about you. Last thing in the night, I think about you. And every hour in between plays out like a movie scene starring you. Oh, I've been thinking about you. I got it bad, they tell me. Yeah, I got it good, I know. Got nothing left to try and sell you. You already own my soul. The sweet scent of tenderness gets to me every time. Surrounded by loneliness, you pick me off the vine. First thing in the morning, I think about you. Last thing in the night, I think about you. Every hour in between plays out like a movie scene starring you. I've been thinking about you. Still, I gotta know one thing right now. Hear the truth from your lips. Is there tomorrow in your eyes, or just now on those fingertips? 'Cause I've crashed and burned once or twice before. No, I swear I've learned. Gotta keep a lock on that door. First thing in the morning, I think about you. Taking some vow, no rings to exchange. Just know you won't be running away. The first sign of rain. Oh, I've been thinking about you. Last thing in the night, I think about you. Every hour in between plays out like a movie scene starring you. I've been thinking about you. Thinking about you.
running after my welfare, so I gotta look out for my own. I don't have much to show for years of loyal service and the days that are come and gone. So I got up this morning and I'm making a call. Can't stand to throw it away. Looks like a sunny day. There may be some who would call it cheating, but I definitely don't agree. It doesn't make any sense sitting there at your desk just praying for the lottery. This life is too short, gonna live a lot more before my retirement day. I deserve it and my mental health is well worth it, so I'm taking a little escape. No one's looking out for my peace of mind, so I gotta take care of myself. I'm gonna seize the day and I'll do it again, and at the fireman's just as well. Called in this morning, had to bite my tongue, cause I really felt the urge to say, look like a sunny day.
That's Leslie McKee with John Lyle on guitar, Sunny Day. As my Facebook post says, man, that lady can sing. Whew. And if you check out our Facebook page while you're there, click on like, become our friend. We would really enjoy that. Lots going on there. And if you have a request, go on there and put it on. I can always substitute a song during the 2-hour show and play what you want. We got Bob Muscovitz coming up a little later. We've got Sonny Johnson. We've got even the Gackle Trucker Band. But up next are Thief River Falls' very own Woodpicks. This is a song off their brand new CD titled Going to the County Fair. And the Woodpicks are having a CD release party at Kezar Music on June 1st at 6 o'clock p.m. June 1st. What is that? Well, I can't think. I need a calendar. But anyway, June 1st, 6 p.m., the Woodpicks CD release party at Kezar Music downtown, Thief River Falls. And, of course, Kezar's is owned by J.D. Kezar, who is the very talented and multi-instrumentalist with the Woodpicks. He plays he's played drums in the past in other groups, but in the Woodpicks, they're sans drummers. They have he plays harmonica, he plays fiddle, and sings and writes. So check that out on June 1st. This is titled Dragon Thief River, and it's written by Milo Ballingrud, who is the banjo player.
Edge of the prairie, where two rivers meet, where families lose loved ones lost to the deep.
when children go swimming on a hot summer's day. Brothers and sisters, an innocent play. And there's no great disorder, though violence is seen. It's a pretty summer's day on the river serene. But that pool has a feeling, it's nature's own strength. And soon a young child will take one last breath. There's a place called Thief River, where two rivers meet, where families lose loved ones lost to the deep.
Now the Dragon Thief River, a boat of volunteers, the villain Thief River with loved ones tears.
Pounding and my hands were shaking. Maybe I don't regret the road not taking. Then you said yes when I asked you for a date. When I turned up your road, it had to be fate. I felt bad for
heard the term singer-songwriter, and then you've heard the term songwriter, and I know it's changed throughout the years. The singer-songwriter market just exploded back in the mid to late 60s. I don't know who started it out. I'm no musicologist, but I think Mr. Dylan probably had a big thing to do with that. And then he was followed by people like James Taylor and John Denver and Joni Mitchell and on and on. A singer-songwriter writes for his or her own consumption, but that last gentleman, Dennis Cook, is, in the pure sense of the word, a songwriter because he writes the songs to sell to other artists. Therefore, he writes them, takes them down to Nashville, has them recorded by studio musicians and singers, and that's the result. The Road Not Taken by Dennis Cook. I think he's from over by Proctor, Minnesota. Fine job there, Dennis. Well, up next, Mary Buey with Dentistry, and this is from her CD, Apple in the Ocean. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Beside the river mound, Dad admits he's proud. Oh, the rain never
another North Shore artist, Mary Buey, with Dentistry. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Little beer news, the World Beer Festival. How can you dare call something that? Anyway, it's being held in Cleveland, Ohio on June 14th, and it has released its 2014 lineup, boasting an array of local breweries and brew pubs with over 22 exactly Ohio breweries in the mix. It's going to be a great place to come and try all your local favorites in one place. And they're even going to be featuring a very rare beer called El Lupulo Libre from the Brew Kettle Production Works. A few months ago, this beer was crowned Grand Champion of the National Imperial IPA Championship, in addition to winning many other awards. So anyway, you can check out the full beer list at worldbeerfestival.com. And while you're in Cleveland, of course, you can go to hear and see all of the sights at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and catch the Indians play. Well, up next, a gentleman I like to say is so old, he's as old as I am. Here's my old friend, originally from New Richmond, Wisconsin, Fizz Kaiser with I'm Not Following You on Homebrew.
Check out the day. The first time you think that you know where you are, you will wake up and find out you may. Oh, I never know what I might do. Oh, I'm feeling well and I think time will tell. I know I'm not following. Time in my youth, in my prime, I bet it all that I let it ride. I did what I did, hell, I burned every bridge. I could not get home when I tried. I never know what I might do. Oh, I'm feeling well and I think time will tell. I know I'm not following. Check out the day. The first time you think that you know where you are, you will wake up and find out you ain't. Oh, I never know what I might do. Oh, I'm feeling well and I think time will tell. I know I'm not following. Time will tell. I know I'm not following you.
The morning was cold, ice hung in the air. As I joined a crowd around the bonfire there, the songs were all body, all gravel and deep, and the smoke and the fire left me half asleep. We looked like children as we sat by the fire, and like children we were filled with faith and desire. Like old men we laughed and passed the bottle around, whose lives had moved slowly and been drawn by the sound. She shivered in the light of the fallen snow. Mallory, Mallory, when we kissed, I guess I'll never know. Visions of Mallory, when she had to go. Thickened and was waiting for spring. The ice hung to the oak trees and the fence posts and things. Fire was the promise of love and retreat, an illusion of home on a dark grain street. We shimmered in the light of the fallen snow. Mallory, Mallory, and when we kissed, I guess we'll never know. Visions of Mallory when she had to go. Did I meet you in Boston? I asked with a grin, and I knew from her eyes we would not meet again. She answered and whispered, we are not what we were. I felt my heart shift in the wind, start to stir. She shimmered in the light of the fallen snow. Mallory, Mallory, when we kissed, I guess I'll never know. Visions of Mallory, but she had to go.
Thank you.
His entire CD is just vocals and guitar. And he does a masterful job. That's Bemidji's Sonny Johnson off his Follow the Fox CD, which was just released at a party at Bridget's in Bemidji, and that's titled Running Out. You're listening to Minnesota Home Brew. I got a little funny story here to share with you. A gentleman, and I'm not sure where this is, but it's in England or Australia or something. A service station refused to sell this gentleman 4 cans of lager, Foster's to be exact. And this guy had a gray mustache and was balding. Why? Because he could not prove he was over 18 years of age. Philip Lewis, 58 years old, picked up the cans of Foster as he paid for his fuel at an Esso garage, but he was forced to leave empty-handed after the shop assistant refused to sell him the alcohol unless he produced photographic ID to prove he was over the age of 18. Furious, Philip intends to boycott the Norton service station in mid-summer Norton, Somerset. That sounds like England. Nigel could tell me. He said, I could understand if I was near 25 and looked that way, but I will be 59 in June. I don't carry my driver's license with me. There was a queue behind me, and I felt really humiliated and demoralized. Well, there you go. He says he spends about £2,000 in petrol and magazines over a year at that station, and now he's going to boycott it. So, I don't know. There's no sanity in this world, is there? Well, up next, the Gackle Trucker Band, which is comprised of Cleveland Gackle, who says he's originally from Western Australia, and Virgil Trucker, born in a little town about 90 miles west of St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know. I know these guys. Those are just fake names, folks. It's really Doug Milloway and Jake Hagedorn. Gackle Trucker Band from down St. Cloud and Barnesville way. Those towns aren't close to each other, but this is titled Robin Hood.
Through. Oh, Robin Hood, oh, Robin Hood. matter of kind, my friend, little robin saves the day. Ayo, 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 ayo.
The old joke goes, when you shake hands with a politician, count your fingers afterward. That was the Gackle Trucker Band singing about the inequity in life, in our economy, in the housing market. Robin Hood. Well, up next, I got this song just this last week from Christopher Lahm from down central Minnesota way, Cold Spring, St. Cloud. And Chris says his roots are planted clearly in central Minnesota. He's drawn his music and songwriting from the landscapes and people around him. He cut his teeth playing blues, influenced rock, and the bar scene of the 90s. Now he's enjoying a musical romp with Americana Roots Band Cannery, with the Americana Roots Band, I should say, Cannery Row. And this song's dear to my heart, at least the title is, because it was my mother's name. Here's Loretta by Chris Lahm.
Drips on the sidewalk in the summer heat. Customers roll in and I like the wind. Bassaretta gales keeps them coming back again. Leadworks at the Texaco came up from New Mexico. Lost his wife in a car wreck on the interstate. 6 years ago, Ed says he's fine, but Loretta knows he's blind to the empty hole in his life. Dear sweet Loretta, always knew better. Listen to their troubles, cause you knew they would let her. Sweeping up, trimming off the floor. Listen to the bell ring as you walk out the door. Jenna May thought she had to stay with her poor friend Billy Ray. He had a new friend at the bar every day. Makeup couldn't cover what was done by her lover. Loretta said, girl, you gotta leave that man. Dear sweet Loretta, always knew better. Listen to their troubles, cause she knew they would let her. Sweeping up, trimming off the floor. Listen to the bell ring as you walk out the door. Loretta's got her own demons. They come and go like the seasons. Ain't no rhyme or reason. Child when she was just 17. Look in her eyes and you see what it means. Dear sweet Loretta, always knew better. Listen to their troubles, cause you knew they would let her. Sweeping up trimmings of laughs off the floor. Listen to the bell ring as she walks out the door.
Somewhere down in Mexico. Do you walk on the beach at night? And do you dance so slow in the moonlight? Do margaritas light your fire? And do they soothe your soul? Oh, what did I say? They put you on that plane that took you far, far away from to somewhere in Mexico. Are you trying to find yourself down there, but finally letting go of me? Oh mama, 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 I can't believe you're gone. Is it Manzanillo, Cozumel, or maybe Mazatlan? Spend all your time alone, or have you found somebody else? I guess I really don't want to know. You can keep that to yourself. Oh, what did I say? That put you on that plane, that took you far, far away from me, to somewhere in Mexico. Are you trying to find yourself down there, but finally letting go of me? You're gone, I'm sad, and now I miss the things we used to have. You're there, I'm here, and it's driving me crazy. It's hard to sleep in this house alone. Oh, what can I say that would put you on a plane and take you far, far away from there, from somewhere in Mexico? You just might find yourself back here.